You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you missed it, make sure you catch that Joe Thomas. Some good stuff there from the 8-time Pro Bowl left tackle of your Cleveland Browns. We're going to go back to the phone lines now. We'll come back with a little higher or lower to start hour number two. Let's go to George in Parma. George, welcome to the show.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
First, it was great to hear Joe Thomas. That was refreshing. But I got to get something off my chest here. And people will say, oh, we're too critical as Browns fans. But, I mean, look what we've got here. I think they're real close to blowing this whole thing up. Petton is out of his league. He makes questionable calls that a high school coach would make. That two-point conversion, passing on field goals, that's Bush League. And Farmer, this guy, he's a very nice gentleman. He doesn't have a clue. Irving, he doesn't even play. When he does, this guy's a backup as a first-round pick. Johnny, you know the mess with him. Nate Orchard, he's terrible. Shelton's garbage. These guys got to go. I mean, they really do. Go Browns.
Tell us what you really think next time.
George and Parma. Shots fired.
My friend, go to Corleone's and have a nice meal. It might calm you down a little bit out there in Parma.
You know, I mean,
might run into George Mizanin, by the way.
He does have some valid points, but I think he's painting. You know, some people like to drink from a glass half full. I think George was drinking from an empty glass there.
It's one of those things, again, they're not going to do anything. You're not going to convince people until you win. Now, the coaches are happy with Nate Orchard. Nate Orchard in Pro Football Focus, dead last among all outside linebackers in pass rush productivity. It's the guy that you brought in here to rush the passer, 18 and a half sacks last year.
Let me just interrupt 1 second to go off on a tangent. Pro Football Focus should be embarrassed with their rankings.
No. This is different. These are facts. These aren't grades. Their grades are useless. You'll never hear me talk about their grades. These are based off of stats.
Okay.
These are factual things as opposed to opinion things, because, and their grades are bad because, first of all, they don't know the actual assignments on any plays.
Right.
So unless they are the coaches.
It's all perceived.
It's all perceived. So I don't pay attention to that. But they do know, they can chart how many times a guy gets a hurry or a hit or a sack. I mean, that's just, anybody could do
that. How does a guy forget how to rush the passer, though? He had 18 and a half sacks in a 12-game college
season. I don't think he forgets. It's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world, and I think our number one pick, Danny Shelton, is learning it's an entirely different world
as well.
It's
like saying a guy scores 35 a game in high school and then goes to a D1 school and plays on the bench, and when he plays, he averages a point a game. Did he forget how to score?
No, the competition's better. But if he got an open shot, I mean, if you know how to rush the passer, you should show at least a flash here and there. I mean, I don't know.
We'll see. They like what he's doing. Hopefully, he's going to get more opportunities.
But you think they really like what he's doing, or that's what they're supposed to say?
Well, he's getting, his snaps are going up. So I would imagine if the way that things are, supposed to be, his snaps are only going up because they like what he's doing.
There's other circumstances. I mean, maybe somebody else is playing poorly. Maybe somebody else is hurt. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me if you're saying these stats are saying he's last in the league, how can they like what he's
doing?
But
he did have one of his hurries was clutch, came at the end of the game against the Ravens, and the hold at the end to force the field goal, and he made him throw it away. So at least it was a good time to do it. If he's only going to get a couple, that was a good time to get it. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Ray in Atlanta. What's up, Ray?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Hey, man, thank you, man, for the platform, man. You guys allow people to speak their minds regardless of if they agree with you or the team or not, man.
Sure.
That's pretty cool. I'm not sure if you guys spoke on this or not, but the article that Kevin wrote, and first of all, I didn't know that he left the Browns, man, but I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about it. My opinion, I kind of felt that way for quite some time now, that it's just too much talent on this defense for it to play like it is. And it seems like there's some kind of disconnect between the sideline and the playing field. So I just wanted your thoughts on Kevin's article and what you think in regards to it.
First of all, I just want to say I wish Kevin Jones very well. I certainly enjoyed my time getting the opportunity to work with him and hope that he does well wherever things take him. As for the defensive stuff, I'll turn that over to a man who played 8 years in the National Football League, Matt Wilhelm.
Yeah, and I would get into specifics defensively each and every day after these football games, if it wasn't up to the level that we as fans or analysts, or for me as someone who's played as a part of good defenses, And I would state what I feel is wrong and what is right.
And you have.
And I have. But there are some glaring things that, you know, a football fan can become frustrated with that is happening. And I think it's the consistency of any team, regardless of whether they have Todd Gurley or they're the Denver Broncos rushing for, you know, less than 80 yards a game, that come in and do what they do to us. So everyone is reaching a level of frustration. But as I've continually said, I am not a player on this team. I am not a coach on this team. I am not in those meeting rooms. I have not been given a playbook. And so without me seeing those things, again, I would be perceiving what every member of this defense, all 11 guys, their job would be on a specific call. But I don't know that. And so in some cases, guys could be playing well. Nate Orchard could be blossoming well within this defense. But in some cases, they might not be asking him to be productive in the pass rushing game, even though we know in some cases that's why you drafted the guy.
Yeah, you certainly would hope it is. You drafted Barkevius Mingo to do that.
And he's playing a different role.
He's dropping more than 50% of his time. Only one of two, three, four outside linebackers in the entire NFL dropping more than 50% of the time. Barkevius Mingo.
We got a pick last week. Give him a break.
And he had a pass breakup near the goal line against the Ravens. Daryl Ryder said Carlos Dansby quoted him as saying, about that article, I don't know that story even came out. That's crazy. Carlos Dansby was
guys don't pay attention. I mean, there are guys that pay attention to everything that hits the wire, and there are other guys that don't, and in some cases, even if they hear it or see it, it just rolls off their back very well. And I can see Dansby saying that because he's a vet.
Yeah,
he's been a part of good defenses. He's been a part of bad ones before. He's lost games. He's won a lot of games.
He's seen it all.
He could care less at this point.
Let's go to Jim in Akron now. Jim, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas?
Not too much, Jim. How are you?
You know what? I'm hanging in there. Get a little frustrated week in and week out, but I mean, I have faith that we can turn it around. You know, I just wish I knew if there was a quick answer to solve our problems. You know, I don't want to give up on our GM and coach, but it is frustrating seeing guys that we could have had that could make big differences on our team. And, it seems like we get the guys in the later rounds and a few, you know, street free agents that, you know, can make the team and make, you know, hopefully down the line make a contribution. But you know, I don't want to, you know, I hate to see bringing a new GM and then he'll probably want to bring in his coach and then we're back to square one. It's just the same old story, you know. I'll be a Browns fan to the day I die. I'm gonna call my shot. I think the Browns 27, the Rams 17. I think that as long as we don't let Gurley have more than maybe one over 20 yards, you know, I think we can pull this game out and let our playmakers on offense, you know, have those speedy, as they call them, the midgets, or the little guys, make plays.
Yeah, I certainly hope that they can. I appreciate the call very much. All right, when we come back, we're going to do a little higher or lower at the quarterback position here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.